When a kind Samaritan saved four birds, he thought he had done a good deed, but after a while his kindness was rewarded in the most beautiful and magical way, and in fact it was a sight one must witness to believe. Joseph Sikka was a man who lived on a quiet street in the Indian coastal city of Chennai. He makes a living as an electrician, and at the same time pursues his passion for photography and video work. But one day, something completely unusual happened to him. One morning, Joseph woke up and made himself a pot of coffee, which was good for him to get some caffeine in his system before starting the day, and Joseph drank his coffee and opened the balcony door to let in the cool morning breeze. His eyes widened as he turned his head to study what was hidden in the corner of the terrace, for he had quite noticed what he was looking at, and it was not a single little green thing, but four gorgeous emerald parrots. This is undoubtedly a series of strange and confusing events. Parrot seats are quite common in these places. Joseph thinks back to the first situation. But they tend to keep themselves and don't really disturb people. From time to time, they will bravely jump and steal the residue. If I put the plate on the balcony, they will fly away again. They won't stay nearby. Recently, the area was hit by a typhoon. Fortunately, Joseph's home survived, but many buildings were destroyed, people even lost their lives, and even animals fled. And the budgerigar who sat on the balcony of Joseph's house seemed to be such an unfortunate victim, and the birds seemed to be beaten black and blue and at a loss, and their wings were broken, and they seemed unable to fly. So Joseph did the only thing that made sense to him, and he sympathized with them, and went into the house to find them some food, and he had never had birds before, so he did not seem to have any seeds to give them, so he brought them some rice. For days the birds had been eating rice and drinking water from Joseph on the terrace, and it was clear that TLC had a certain effect, and the birds seemed to be adding strength and health every day. After several failed attempts, the green birds seemed to be beginning to regain confidence and the ability to fly, while Joseph sat at the other end of the terrace, proud of being able to help the birds in some small way. If it weren't for him, we couldn't be sure, but what we can be sure of is that with Joseph by their side, the four parrots had more chances, and slowly, the parrots began to return to normal, but with one obvious difference, they were no longer intimidated by Joseph's existence. The parrots began to fly around the terrace, sometimes turning outdoors, and then soon returned, as if Joseph's terrace were their newly chosen home. They were not accustomed to the beautiful emerald birds being so sociable and close, and they often praised Joseph as special and the one the birds had chosen. "I believe that kindness is kindness whether you are an animal or a person," said one of Joseph's neighbors. "The world needs more love and help. Joseph is doing his little to make the world a better place. He is a good man." He had never had pets, but he found himself very fond of being with parrots, feeding them, watching them, and caring for them. Unfortunately, some people were not very happy with the arrival of the birds, and Joseph's landlord knew he kept them as pets, and he ordered Joseph either to throw them away or to move to the rented house, and of course, Joseph argued that they were on the terrace, a place open to nature and animals. One morning Joseph woke up, went to the terrace, and saw something rather sad, and all four parrots perched on the edge of the fence, and they flew away one by one, this time towards the sea. Joseph smiled sadly. He played his part. He was a good Samaritan. He made a difference in the lives of these four birds. But soon something happened that stunned Joseph and the rest of the residents of Chennai, and it really was something that had to be witnessed to believe. You see, after a week or two of life getting back to normal, the parrots finally came back, but not just the four of them. They also brought friends to start with an extra bird or two, and then as time went on, more and more parrots would flock to Joseph's tree. They're thanking Joseph, and show him that they trust him, come back with their friends and family. Joseph was moved, and every time more birds showed up, his heart swelled with pride. Initially, after the first four parrots flew away, 5 or 10 parrots came. Joseph recalled how the birds he had collected began to grow, and soon over a year more than 1,000 parrots began to come, and the number continued to grow. Now in any season, at least 300 parrots came here, and during the cyclone, the number even increased to 6,000, and they didn't like the winter and the rainy season, and their number would increase, and my landlord was very unhappy, but I didn't care. Now, in the years after most of the story, Joseph had a large number of birds coming to his balcony regularly, whether they were looking for food or seeking shelter, and Joseph was happy to provide them with anything they needed. Whenever this he had to sweat for this amazing situation, and people stopped to watch and marvel at the beautiful sight of so many birds gathered, all because of his kindness to the four parrots. In fact, it's no wonder Joseph was called the Birdman of Chennai, so it's up to you now, what do you think of this incredible story? One day, Charlie and his friends met a hungry owl on the road and sent it to the animal rescue center in the area. He liked the wild bird so much that he offered to raise it indefinitely, but just as he was about to take it home, a shocking thing happened on a shocking spring day. Charlie and his motorcycle enthusiasts decided to ride through the local forest. This is their favorite route in the area, ending in a village where they can always find delicious food. As they were driving along the winding road, a trembling little owl cub suddenly stopped on their track. The owl cub seemed lost and hungry. It is clear that the recent rain has separated the newly hatched bird from its family, making it vulnerable and lonely. The compassionate Charlie immediately contacted the Wildlife Protection Department and the police, who rushed to the scene to assist in the rescue. The newly hatched chick is carefully transported to a professional wildlife care facility, where it will be taken care of and taken care of in the hope that it can be released back into the wild one day. After they made sure that the little owl was properly taken care of, Charlie and his friends continued their journey. As they rode deep into the woods, they came across a fallen tree blocking their way, which had obviously just fallen, and they suspected it might have been the work of a group of illegal loggers. Charlie knows that deforestation poses a threat to the natural habitat of many animals, including the owl cubs they have just rescued. The idea stayed with him, and a few weeks later, Charlie couldn't help checking on the progress of the owl cubs. He contacted the Wildlife Conservation Department to ask about the condition of the owl, and they invited him to see the bird in person. When he arrived, he was surprised at the change. The once trembling and lost cub has now grown into a majestic bird with vibrant feathers and sharp eyes. However, the staff expressed their concern about the bird to Charlie. They told him that owls at this stage of development should have the ability to fly, but the newly hatched owls did not try to do so. The caretaker explained to Charlie that the owl performed well physically, but needed a lot of care and attention to thrive mentally and emotionally. Since the day he saved the bird, he has developed a sense of responsibility for it. Then he decided to start visiting the shelter regularly to check on the owl to see if there was anything he could do to help. Over the next few weeks, Charlie spent a lot of time at the center, helping to take care of the bird. He learned how to feed the owl, clean the cage, and even hold it in his hand. As time went on, Charlie became more and more attached to the owl. He began to regard it as his pet and looked forward to seeing it every day. One day, Charlie was feeding the bird when he noticed that it was looking at him with big bright eyes. He felt as if it was trying to tell him something, but he wasn't sure what it was. Suddenly, the owl began to flap its wings and jump around the cage. Charlie realized that the owl had reached the stage where it could fly and needed to return to its natural habitat. The manager of the Wildlife Conservation Service shared his views. However, they were uncertain about the outcome of the release because the owl had never tried to fly before. Still, it's worth a try. The Wildlife Conservation Department arranged to release the owl and take it to a suitable place in the forest for it to breed. When they opened the cage, the owl hesitated at first, but a moment later, it rose into the air. Charlie and the caretaker watched in awe as the owl hovered over their heads and flew away, disappearing into the thick forest. Charlie felt a sense of accomplishment because he knew he had helped the owl find its way back to the wild. He was sad to see it disappear, but he knew he had done the right thing. But as soon as Charlie turned around, he felt a stream of air and familiar feathers brushing his face. The owl came back, perched on his shoulder, and barked softly. Wildlife conservation services are surprised because it is rare for wild birds to return to humans. Charlie realized that the owl had made a special connection with him and felt a sense of gratitude to the bird. But the experts are not as happy as he is. Most animal reserves are designed to safely reintroduce their animals into the wilderness and are disappointed when they fail, even if it is not their fault. Breeders speculate that it may be too dependent on human care and lack the skills to survive in the wild. So, they took it back to the center. Charlie felt responsible for the development of the situation, and if the owl could not live in the wild, he was willing to provide a home for the owl. The Wildlife Conservation Department agrees that this is good for birds. Charlie went home to make some preparations and promised that he would come back the next day to pick up the owl he affectionately named Huff. He was about to fall asleep when he received an unexpected message from a volunteer from the bird sanctuary on his mobile phone. The message includes a DNA test report that shows something shocking. Huff is more than just an ordinary owl cub. He is a rare owl thought to be extinct. According to local legend, villagers believe that the rare owl, known as the Cameroon Wooden Owl, has magical powers and humanoid abilities. It has not been discovered for years, and its fleeting nature may have captured the imagination of local villagers. Although there is no scientific evidence to support the idea that owls actually have magical powers, this legend has always existed and is still an important part of the village's cultural heritage. Charlie was stunned. He didn't know that the bird he found on the road was such a rare creature. He was more grateful for his experience with Huff, and he knew that the future of the owl was bright. When he fell asleep that night, he dreamed about his new best friend and all the adventures they had experienced together. However, something is about to derail his plan. When he arrived at the sanctuary the next day, he could not predict what would happen next. When Charlie approached Huff's cage to take him out, he heard a faint cry from a nearby tree. Suddenly, a majestic owl swooped down and landed on the cage. It looks like Huff, but it's bigger and stronger. At a safe distance, one of the volunteers recognized it as another Cameroonian forest owl and speculated that it was Huff's mother. Mother Owl had been looking for her bird and finally found Charlie when he reached for the lock on the cage to release the bird. Something earth-shaking happened, leaving everyone speechless. They all watched in surprise as the mother owl opened the cage with her beak. Huff ran out quickly, looked at the bird for a few seconds, and then asked her to take him under her wings. The mother looked at Charlie, gave a grateful cry, and then flew into the forest with the child. Charlie has mixed feelings. He was sad to see his friend gone, but he was also glad that the owl was reunited with his mother. It was a moment he would never forget. When he left the Wildlife Conservation Service, he couldn't help wondering if the mother owl had the ability to open Huff's cage. He was surprised by the bird's wisdom and the bond she still shared with the baby weeks after separation. When he told the story to some villagers, they all reminded him of the legend of Cameroon forest owls, a clever, resourceful wild bird said to have magical powers. Charlie was not sure whether the feat he witnessed could be called magic, but it did change his view of owls and wild animals in general. From that day on, Charlie became a regular volunteer at the Wildlife Conservation Service Center. He felt that he had found his mission and knew that he would always be a friend of forest animals.